Bachelor Nation news. So there's going to be a new host for the Bachelorette season.
What?
Kind of. That was like my clickbait, like.
Oh, I was like, huh?
So apparently Chris Harrison had to leave the resort to go drop his kid off at college.
At college, yeah, I saw that.
So he had to leave, and then when he comes back, he has a 2-week mandatory quarantine before he can actually, like,
be on set.
So JoJo, prior Bachelorette, is filling in temporarily.
Okay, girl.
Which just seems like a random choice. Like, I know she's very beloved in Bachelor Nation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that's their favorite Bachelorette or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
but to fill in for Chris Harrison, she wouldn't have been my first thought.
No, my first thought would be Lauren Zima. Is that her name?
Lauren Zima, Chris Harrison's girlfriend or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Her, I would have thought Wells, because Wells flew down there.
Oh my god, Wells is fun.
Wells is fun. Yeah. They're probably he's probably gonna do some type of bartender on the beach thing from Paradise.
Uh-huh. Yep.
For Bachelorette. But I thought him maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. John, like, even what was his fucking name? No, they no. I was gonna say JPJ because he's like fun and a personality, but
that would be wild if he was hosting Tayshia's season.
Crazy. I forgot about that layer. Never mind.
Oh my god, that would be so crazy.
Somebody with a little JoJo personality. But I guess if it is replacing Chris Harrison, they got to keep it like someone also just kind of dry and even keel.
Yeah, and somebody like responsible. Yeah. Like JPJ, I could see out, just no mask, off. Okay? Yeah. Just crazy, right? But JoJo not only probably is very happy about the job and the opportunity and the exposure, but is also like boring, safe, and will get ratings.
True. Yeah, that's it. People do love her. Yeah. So, but yeah, interesting. We'll see just a new voice hosting the show that he had hosted for the last 20 years.
20 years, poor Tayshia is having to deal with so many new things. So many new stuff. Oh my god.
I hope they whip this thing together properly, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she already, so 2 weeks, Claire was down there filming for 2 weeks. So is that chopping off 2 weeks off of Tayshia's journey? Or is she still getting a full journey?
I mean,
is the season just going to be a little bit longer?
I don't know. I don't know how long they were planning on making this shit. And no way, because they can't go nowhere.
They can't. They usually film for about 2 months.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if that was still the intention. I think so, because they flew down 40-something dudes. So it seems like
they flew them down, but they usually go to Vail and Scotland and this and that. And they can't do none of that shit.
Right. So are they still going to like stretch it out for 2 months or not?
Yeah.
I don't know. No idea.
Neither.
But yeah, a lot of newness for this upcoming season. I'm intrigued. Yeah. I'm worried. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will see. Other tiny news, Vanessa, Nick Viall's former fiance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's now engaged.
Is she having a baby? Or is there another Vanessa having a baby?
I don't think she's also pregnant now.
Never mind. Congratulations, Vanessa.
Congrats to Vanessa.
That's great.
All of Nick's exes are just in...
all in better places.
Better places.
Poor
man
Nick.
Is still single.
He wants to be.
You think so?
I'm convinced. Yeah, he wants to be.
After going on this show 8,000 times?
I think that's why.
Maybe that's why it's not working out, because he actually does want to be single.
I think so.
He's like 36 though. He's one of the older. Mm-hmm. Come on, the heck.
Maybe he doesn't want to. Some people don't want
to. 39. Oh wow.
Woo!
Nick is a solid. Nick. He looks great for 39.
He does.
Not to say 39 is old, but like that. Yeah. He looks. I would not have thought that. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm so curious about him.
I know. Me too.
Just like, why is he single? I find him very good looking. I think he's a bit messy, though.
Very.
With just within Bachelor Nation and then, like, you know, his podcast and things. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting that everyone just mm-hmm. is off La La Land engaged. And
yeah.
he hasn't publicly really dated anyone.
I know. It's sad that he's kind of like, he seems almost like the stepping stone for like better times.
Oh, God.
You know?
It seems like it, yeah.
You know, like that job that you have yeah. that you're like, this next job, I'm going to work at Google. And then you go, you know?
Hop, skip, and jump.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm all better for him. I've always been a Nick Viall fan.
Yeah, always. He seems very interesting.
Very interesting. And loved his season. Yeah. His season gave us Rachel. But even despite yes. that, it was a great season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to speak his mind and be a little messy. Mm-hmm. But it's getting in the way because this man is still single and everybody's now getting engaged. So,
yeah.
Best of luck to him.
Yeah, I know. Best of luck to you, Nick. Even if you do want to be single.
Even if you do. That's fine.
Yeah.
That is fine. Anyways, let's dive into this recap.
Let's do it.
All right. So this is the season finale. This is the last. Mm-hmm. This Jason is making his choice this episode. They're in New Zealand. It's been a week since he saw Ty. Mm-hmm. And so Ty's down at the beach in New Zealand, like playing, and Jason comes running up, and it's a whole, you know, moment. Mm-hmm. Now Jason, he's like to Ty, like, are you ready to meet my friends, Molly and Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
Ty doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
No, Ty is jet lagged. Okay.
He's jet lagged.
A jet lagged 3-year-old.
He has no concept of what his dad has been doing the past however mm-hmm. many weeks. He keeps coming home and leaving and coming home and leaving. So
mm-hmm.
no, he's mm-hmm. not ready to meet nobody. He literally just wants to hang out with you.
Yep.
That's it. So Melissa is up first, and she mm-hmm. is excited. She knows this is a big day. She's meeting Ty. Yep. She's the only person who's previously seen him because she
yes.
like dipped her head in and saw him sleeping that one time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for their date, they're at a golf course, and Ty and Melissa just hit it off.
Right? And you know what? Shout out to God and foreshadowing, because Melissa's now husband is named Ty.
I know. Yes. Oh my God, which is an interesting layer.
It's so great. I love it. Yeah.
But she's really good with Ty. She
yeah.
wasn't she at this time like training to be a teacher or something?
A first grade teacher.
First grade teachers. Yep. You really saw she was just like natural mm-hmm. with him. He gravitated mm-hmm. to her. They just built a really quick rapport, and it's like she'd been yep. hanging out with them all the time. Mm-hmm. There's even a moment just Jason stepped away for a minute, and so it's just Ty mm-hmm. and Melissa, and like they were good
hanging out,
just
yep.
hanging. I thought, because that's the moment where Ty might be like, where's my dad? I want my dad.
Yeah, yeah,
didn't even
yeah.
remember him. He was just chilling with Melissa. I think for Melissa too, she could have been like, oh man, like, is he gonna,
yeah, what am I gonna,
what
say?
Am I gonna say? And they were fine. It was cute, it was nice,
yeah, it was good
to watch. That's a huge moment. But yeah, Jason comes back and he like randomly has a lamb.
A lamb! Which I was like, this is weird. And then they started petting it and I was like, oh my God, this is my ideal life.
I know. I also remember they're in New Zealand and there's sheep yeah. everywhere. So I was like, that's yeah. okay. Yeah. This is random, but not so much. So yeah, cute little intro to Ty on the date. Now, then they meet Jason's family. And mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of people. This is sister, I think it's two brothers, mom, dad.
Mm-hmm.
Big family, yeah. And they are fresh off of him getting his heart broken by Deanna last
yeah.
year. So
mm-hmm.
everybody's guards up. Now, the brother, he said last year with Deanna, they held back a bit. They didn't ask all the things that they should have. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing that this time. So mom asks Melissa if she's in love. She says yes.
Yep.
Jason does reveal though that he didn't meet her family.
Yeah.
So the brother immediately is like, so
you don't know her.
Yeah, so you
don't know this lady?
Do not know this girl.
What?
How are y'all gonna get engaged in three
right.
days? Like, what?
Yeah.
And the mom too, she in her confessional, she's like, this is a big deal for me that he has not met her parents.
Yep.
Like, hello. Because mm-hmm. Jason doesn't seem like, this is not a red flag for him, but it's a red flag for all the rest of us.
Everyone else. I mean, it was a red flag for him, and then she somehow did all them lies to convince him
that it was
fine. Yeah. And oh yeah, no, it's fine. It's totally normal.
Oh my God,
it's no worries.
Yeah.
You know,
she could swindle that.
She did. She really did.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.